WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
There is no good news in the Lightning Statistics Department this summer. As we begin the last third of summer, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, the umbrella agency of the National Weather Service, reports that there have been 20 fatalities as a result of lightning in the United States. What makes this number even worse is knowing that every one of these was preventable. Florida leads the nation with 5 deaths. Louisiana comes in second with 4 deaths. Alabama and Mississippi are tied for third with 2 deaths in each state. And completing the list with 1 death in each state are Arizona, Utah, Colorado, Missouri, Tennessee, North Carolina, and Virginia. 11 of the 20 deaths have come in July. And probably not surprising is that 80% of the deaths were, and you guessed it, men, and only 20% ladies. You can interpret that number just about any way you want, but there is probably an element of bravado since guys are not supposed to be afraid of anything. But when it comes to man versus lightning bolt, my money is on the bolt every time. Now, there is a myth that when a person is struck by lightning, they remain electrically charged. This is simply not true because the lightning is simply using the body as a conduit between the positive and negative charges. There is no electricity left behind, so a person struck by lightning is no danger to the person or persons offering aid. If a person is struck by lightning, immediate medical care is necessary to save a life. Cardiac arrest, burns, and nerve damage are the most common occurrences in people struck by lightning. But with proper and immediate care, which may include CPR, victims of a lightning strike can survive. The best course of action, of course, is to give lightning all the respect it deserves by not being stupid when lightning is in the vicinity. As the little ditty from the National Weather Service goes, when thunder roars, go indoors. If you have a question about the weather, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.